Good morning, fellow redeemed. Our text this morning is from the 25th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. We hear the first 13 verses. Jesus said, "Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now, 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, 'Behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him.' Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves.' And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered and said, 'Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming.'" We pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our bridegroom and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. It here. Jesus tells a parable this morning for us that has 5 unwise virgins in it that didn't have the sense to pack oil for their lamps. I suppose maybe something in contemporary times for you and me would be maybe not packing enough of those green propane tanks if that's going to be our source of power and light when we go out and camp out in the woods. The point is this, though, in this society that Jesus is speaking these words to, these people would have known, these women would have known better than not to pack enough oil, and that if they didn't, it was going to cause trouble. Word, the other virgins came also saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you." How did we get here? Foolishness. Better yet, you know what? Call it neglect. These 5 women willingly chose to neglect, to take care of, to pack something up that they knew that they needed. It was essential. And the result was what? The result was that when they got to the wedding banquet, it was closed to them. The groom, even though they were in the bridal party, said, "You know what? I don't even know who you people are." This lesson here is simply this. The virgins, that represents Christians. The 5 wise virgins, they made use regularly of the means of grace, and because of that, their faith continued to glow. The 5 foolish virgins, they chose to neglect the means of grace, and as a result, their flames fanned out, their lamp died. And then, when the bridegroom came to collect all of his people for that heavenly banquet that he wanted and was freely giving to these people, they were left out in the cold. Get here. Ever ask yourself that question before? Now, to be fair, to be honest, sometimes there isn't a good answer to that question. Sometimes the answer to that question just happens to be because we are fallen people living in a fallen world that is sick with sin. But too often times, the answer to that question actually does have a specific answer, an answer that goes usually along with a specific sin. Look into the bottom of that glass or bottle again. And we ask, how did we get here? We neglected the Word of God, thinking that a drink would be able to do more for our soul than something we're told that is more powerful than a two-edged sword. We take those pills, we swallow them down, and we ask the question, how did we get here? Well, again, we neglected God's word, and instead we thought that we could find a better answer. We neglected to trust the word that calls on us and pleads with us to cast all our cares and all our anxieties on Jesus because he cares for us. And instead, we've put our trust in drugs and in big pharma, thinking that somehow they're going to be able to do more for our spiritual life than the triune God who created, who preserves, who redeemed and sanctifies us does. We wake up next to that warm body that we didn't put a ring on. And we ask the question, how did we get here? Well, we got here because, again, we neglected God's word, and instead we thought that fulfilling our physical desires would somehow help numb that pain. Instead of running to Jesus in his word and in his supper, where he promises you and me every time that he's not going to take away that hurt and pain for a couple of minutes or even a couple of hours, but rather that he can take away that pain there for you and me forever, even already in this life. We look at those tear-filled eyes that are staring back at us, and we sit down and slump on the chair, and we ask the question, how did we get here? Neglect. In those moments of hurtful words and shouting, we neglected to listen to and to follow God's word. In those moments of shouting and hurtful words, we've neglected to listen to the first table of the law. We said, you know what, we'll do it our way, it's better. And we showed love for self and not for God. In those moments of shouting and hurtful words, we've neglected the second table of the law. Said, you know what, I'm the center of this world and universe. Showed love for self and not neighbor, spouse, children, students, professors, co-workers. Verse 6. And at midnight a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. There will be a day when each of us will be summoned and will have to appear before the throne of the heavenly bridegroom. And a sinful human being standing before a righteous judge in that moment, there is a very good chance that even just for a split second, we will think, how did we get here? Blood-bought children of God. The answer to that question is as easy and as simple as the answer to why those five wise virgins got to go with the groom into the banquet. Grace. The grace of God found only in Christ, in Christ alone, given by faith. The grace of God found in the perfect life of your Savior and mine. Who never, ever neglected the word of God, not even as an adolescent, who never broke one letter of either the first or the second table of the law. The grace of God found in the death of Jesus, a suffering in death that he did on behalf of those who rejected him, his message, his love, his continual begging and pleading to come with him and to join him in that banquet of heaven someday. The grace of God found in our Savior's means of grace. That oil that creates that lamp of faith in the believer, that oil that is the only means by which that faith will continue to grow brightly for years to come. That oil and blessing that is the only true and is the only lasting healing for every ache, every pain, every suffering, every hurt, every regret. There will come a time, my friends, when you and I, we will have to stand before that judgment throne of heaven's bridegroom.
Let's follow the example of these wise virgins before us then, and let us make a regular and faithful use of Jesus' holy word and sacrament. And also, let's learn a lesson from those five unwise virgins as well. And remember that there is never a good time to neglect the means of grace, the word of God, no matter how busy we are, no matter what's going on in life. There's never a good time, because we don't know when Jesus is going to call you or me to come and stand before him at that throne. Now, my friends, may the Holy Spirit continue to bless us and our faith in the means of grace, so that when you and I open our eyes and we find ourselves staring at that groom of heaven in all his glory and in all his splendor, and he looks at us and he says, "How did we get here?" In faith, you and I will simply respond, "You, Jesus, your life, your death, by faith. Thank you. Amen."